USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump heading to Atlanta today, where he'll launch an initiative being called Black Voices for Trump, the campaign trying to boost his numbers among black voters in the 2020 election. Yesterday, his number two, Mike Pence, made things official, filing the paperwork needed for the president to run again in New Hampshire.
I couldn't be more honored on behalf of the president of the United States to add his name to the ballot. We look forward to being through the Granite State again and again.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney has been subpoenaed to testify in the House impeachment inquiry this morning. Last month, he said President Trump froze nearly $400 million in U.S. aid to Ukraine to pressure the country into investigating Democrats, but then he denied that statement. A White House official says Mulvaney's not expected to show up today, despite that subpoena. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh? We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Los Angeles Police Chief Charlie Beck is expected to be named interim Chicago Police Superintendent. Reports in the Windy City indicate that Beck may be named to the position before the end of the day. He comes highly recommended by the law enforcement community and would succeed Chicago Superintendent Eddie Johnson, who will stay on as the top cop through the end of the year. An employee at a Buffalo Wild Wings location in Massachusetts is dead after being exposed to a chemical cleaner. Fire officials in Burlington, Mass. say 10 other people were hospitalized after being exposed to that powerful chlorine-concentrated floor cleaning chemical. Former Attorney General Jeff Sessions announcing yesterday that he is running for his old U.S. Senate seat in Alabama, with a video explaining why he has not been attacking President Trump despite being pushed out of office by him.
The president's doing a great job for America and Alabama, and he has my strong support.
And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
A descendant of the U.S. commander who led the Wounded Knee Massacre is asking for forgiveness. Bradley Upton is the great-great-grandson of Commander James Forsyth, who led the 7th Cavalry during that assault on Native Americans in Wounded Knee. That was in Wounded Knee, South Dakota, back in 1890. U.S. troops killing over 250 unarmed men, women, and children during that massacre. This week, the 67-year-old Upton formally apologized for the atrocities carried out by his relative. An Iowa appeals court is rejecting a convicted murderer's claim that he has served his life sentence because he already died. Benjamin Schreiber says he was resuscitated 5 times in 2015 after collapsing in his prison cell because of large kidney stones. Despite having a do not resuscitate order, Schreiber was revived and eventually brought back to health. On Wednesday, the appeals court denied his argument that he should be released because he fulfilled the terms of his life sentence. And rocker Ozzy Osbourne is coming out with his first studio album in a decade. The album Ordinary Man is due out early next year. It's going to feature his new song Under the Graveyard, which is already out. The last time he had a solo LP out was in 2010 with Scream. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.